All right, on this Tuesday morning, sun is up, a little bit breezy out there, but no rain in our forecast at all this week. Should be very nice. Temperatures in the 60s each day. We'll detail the weather forecast in just a few minutes. I think it's safe to call the former Smith family funeral home, Port Huron's South End, a landmark. It's been there for a long, long time. Has not operated as a funeral home in the last few years, and there may be a new life for this building. Joining us right now, the owner of the building, Kyle Schuick. Kyle, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Good, doing well.
Appreciate Thanks. You joining us. You've got a big meeting tonight, 6 o'clock, with the Planning Commission. When you go before the Planning Commission, what are you going to be asking them?
So currently, the 7th Street location obviously has not been operated as a funeral home in the last couple, 3 years. The operations were merged into the Hancock Street location, and so the building's been vacant. So currently, the building is zoned as a CBD, which means Central Business District. And we would go in front of the Planning Commission to ask for a rezone to R1 for multifamily.
So tell us what your vision for that building is.
So I spent the last couple of years trying to figure out what to do with the building. The building's been for sale for 5 or 6 years. There's never been any interest in the building. And so I've contracted with Infuse Architects, Vincent Contaldo, who's been involved in, you know, the St. Clair Inn, the Cadillac House, Larry Jones's new project. And we came up with a plan to build luxury loft-style apartments.
And by luxury style, describe what you mean by that.
So high-end finishings, you know, nice granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, more of an industrial look for the heating and cooling systems. What's really neat about the building is the high ceilings, which is kind of unusual in an older building. We've got 9 or 10 foot ceilings, so we can kind of feel more spacious in the units when we build them.
How many units in total?
Well, yesterday we proposed 11 units, but we went in front of the variance board, because in order to get 11 units, we have to have 3,500 square feet of land area per unit, and we're short on that by just a little bit, not much. So yesterday, we had quite a turnout of opposition at the meeting, which I think in turn turned the board to deny that request. So if tonight's request for the Central Business District to the R1 goes through, we will be able to build 9 units.
What was the central argument against that? What kind of opposition have you been getting up to this point?
I think people are concerned about the current situation with apartments and the condition of living in that area. They feel that they don't want another, you know, 9 units of bad tenants, bad living conditions, and, you know, and problems. And I don't see why they have to compare my project to what's currently there. You know, I'm not a landlord in Port Huron. I don't want to be a landlord. I own a building that needs help. It's sitting vacant. I'm looking at building something that maybe would be an asset in that part of town. But I think I'm getting backlash from the way that rentals have been ran for the last many years.
Yeah, there certainly has been a lot of, you know, backlash against rentals, and understandably so, because they're not all well operated. A lot of them operated by out-of-town landlords. What would make your operation different than other rental properties in that part of town?
You know, a lot of the units that are in that area are just homes that were converted into 2 and 4 units and done very poorly, if you ask me. You know, I have a contractor that will work on this project that is second to none in the state. I mean, we would put him against anybody, who will build very nice units, which in return, I think, will gain extra rent, which will in return, you know, put somebody in there that maybe would take care of the unit, you know, that would want to live in that area that maybe wouldn't before.
I mean, just and obviously, you know, this is all subject to change, but what would you think that rent for one of those apartments would go for?
Somewhere between $8,000 and $1,000.
Okay. I've got to ask you, because of the history of the building, it is a funeral home. Is that going to be a hard sell, do you think?
You know, I kind of relate this back to, I went to school at Wayne State in Detroit. And the old Wayne State Mortuary Science Building, where all the cadavers were, where all the preparation work was done in the old Mortuary Science Building, that building is currently now an apartment building, something high end. And it's kind of, it led me in the same direction that they did. And somebody toured it that went to school in that building. I didn't because they closed it back in the 70s, but told me that one of the apartments is actually in the embalming room. You wouldn't know that if you were a tenant, but the way that they finished the building, you know, it's just a structure. I mean, there's going to be nothing left of the interior when we're done that was there originally. You know, the footprint of the outside of the building will stay the same. It will, you know, meet the historic district guidelines. So, you know, I don't see how people would, you know, maybe veer away from it because it was a funeral home. You know, there's lots of buildings that are probably, you know, just not, you know, what they used to be, and they were converted into apartments, and who knows what's happened there before, you know, but I don't know. If I was a ghost, I don't think I'd hang out at a funeral home.
Probably not. It's probably not,
you know,
a place.
You know, I'd probably go to the house, you know, where I lived. I wouldn't be at the funeral home.
Right. Good point. What kind of shape is this building in, Kyle? Is it in decent shape?
It's in poor shape. Mm. It's been neglected for many years. The exterior needs lots of help. The interior needs lots of help. It needs lots of renovation. It's going to be a project, and if it doesn't get undertaken pretty soon, it's just going to continue to get worse.
If the vote goes your way tonight, what are the next steps, and what's your timetable?
We'd like to get started within a month or two. You know, the architectural drawings are just preliminary. We haven't gotten into big details about the units, the way they're going to be built out. We just kind of divided the building up and made, you know, a footprint for each apartment. So we've got a couple months of plans that we need to work on, but, you know, didn't see a necessity to spend another $30,000 on the complete plans until maybe we had maybe zoning approval. So there's going to be a little bit of time there to get that done. And, you know, maybe after the first of the year.
All right. Well, decision time tonight, 6 o'clock, as you go before the Port Huron Planning Commission. Kyle, good luck. Thanks for telling us about this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call.
All right, you
Have
bet.
A good
Take
day.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.